We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Get a load of this resume. Hall of Famer, 9-time Pro Bowler, 1987 Heisman Trophy winner, Tim Brown with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
What up, guys? What's happening?
We're doing pretty well. Tonight, you know this rivalry about as well as anyone. The Raiders, the Chiefs, it's for the division. It could be for the number one overall seed in the AFC, and it's on Thursday Night Football, the only game in town. What would be going through your blood leading up to kickoff for this game at Arrowhead Stadium? Take us through the emotions.
Well, first of all, I would be hoping, wishing that it wasn't a Thursday night game because I could have got more rest. But other than that, man, you know, I think, you know, for the Raiders, this obviously is a huge game, man. It's the biggest game they've been in 14, 15 years. So I think from that standpoint, I hope the guys are not thinking about that. But just going out trying to play a complete football game, you know, that's what they haven't done this year. But yet and still, they won games. So I think from that standpoint, if they can go out and play a complete football game, I just think they're too talented, man. I know Kansas City's defense is pretty good and all that, but I think offensively, the guys we bring to the table, if they play well, if they catch the ball, I mean, we've had a lot of drops over the last couple of weeks. They catch the ball and do what they're supposed to do. I just think they're unstoppable.
Let's take the revenue stream out of the equation. If that would be the case, would you get away or would you get rid of Thursday Night Football?
Yeah, I mean, we never liked that. I mean, especially starting at week one. I mean, I can see having a couple of games at the end of the year, but that week one thing, man, I just think that's too much, you know, turmoil to put on the player's body. But I understand why they're doing it. They're doing it because they're making money. But I think a lot of players are paying the consequences for it.
Tim, Lonil here. When you think about when we played, you know, it's freezing out there and it's going to be cold tonight. For a receiver, what are some of the things that they have to do mentally to make sure they don't have the drops, and like you alluded to, especially in this type of weather?
You know, well, you know, these guys all wear gloves, man. So, you know, the problem is, you know, if your gloves get wet and it's below freezing, or even if it's not below freezing, those gloves can get extremely, extremely slick, man. So, you know, for me, I never had that problem. I definitely didn't have it the last 14 years of my career. Because I didn't wear gloves, but you know, I just think you got to be very cognizant of your hands and making sure that the bottom side of your hands are not getting cold, man. Because once that happens, it's over. You know, it takes forever to try to warm your hands back up.
Hall of Famer Tim Brown joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Cooper and Crabtree, obviously a great duo for the Raiders. The tight ends are starting to emerge.
Yeah.
Do you think that's a critical matchup for Oakland tonight to be able to get the tight ends involved?
Well, look, anytime you have multiple people you can throw the ball to on every play, it's problematic for a defense, man. You know, I've been saying for the most part all year that I believe, you know, the most important cog to this offense is Seth Roberts. Because, you know a lot of attention is going to be paid to Crabtree and Cooper. But if this third receiver comes in and plays well, then that makes it very, very difficult. It sort of reminds me of back in the day when me, Jerry Rice, and Jerry Porter were rolling. If they pay attention to me and Jerry, then Jerry Porter leads the league in touchdowns like he did in 1 year. So, you know, now you bring in the tight ends and Wolford and Rivera making plays. It's very, very difficult, man. No defensive coordinator can say, we're going to stop all five of these guys. It's just impossible to do. You know, so you got to pick your poison and take away what you can take away. But if these other guys play well, then it makes it very difficult.
There's two teams to me that seems like have the best offensive line. It's got to be Dallas Cowboys, and you got to think about the Oakland Raiders. How important is this offensive line pass blocking and also the run blocking? That how important is that get the running game going for the Raiders tonight?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, they make it very tough on the defense simply because, you know, Carr is back there, man, and he is taking a half a step basically once he gets the ball, and the ball is coming out extremely quick. So it makes it very difficult for, you know, these guys from Kansas City who want to get to to the quarterback, and they're very good at getting to the quarterback, to plan out their attack, because they don't have that much time to plan, you know. So, so if that's rolling, that's going to make those guys sit back a little bit, and hopefully you can come out and run the ball too. So, but I just think what the Raiders are doing offensively, get rid of the ball so quickly with the pass, you know, for the 90% of the time anyway, makes it very difficult for defenses to get to Carr. And you know, these guys are coming off the ball when they need to and create holes for Latavius and other guys.
Hall of Famer Tim Brown with Joe Lowndes here on 95.7 The Game. Alex Smith is such a steady quarterback. He doesn't make too many big mistakes. He might not make a whole lot of big plays, but he's right down the middle playing a consistent brand of football. What's the best way for the Raider defense to disrupt a guy like that and make him uncomfortable tonight?
Well, you know, he hasn't played his best ball over the last couple of weeks. You know, he's been in and out, you know, with injuries and that kind of stuff. And, you know, really hasn't played the kind of football that I'm sure they would like for him to play. And I think they're going to get Macklin back tonight, and that's, you know, that's a big problem. He had a field day versus the Raiders back up in the year. So, you know, early in the year. So I think they're going to have to pay a lot. You know, Alex Smith is one of these guys, like you say, you know, he's going to be mainstream. He's going to be, you know, right down the middle of the road, you know, and that's both good and bad. It's good because you don't have to worry about him killing you, but at the same time, he may not hurt his team either. So, you know, his ability to run is always something that I fear, you know, when I'm watching the Raiders defense, because these guys, Khalil and Bruce, come up the field so hard that they're going to be holes out there for him to sneak out and run if he chooses to do that. So it's going to be interesting to see if they put a spy guy there to try and keep him in a pocket, but we'll see what happens.
Travis Kelce's had a good year for Kansas City. He's obviously a key target for Alex Smith, and the Raiders haven't defended the tight end very well. What's the adjustment Oakland needs to make to try to shut down Travis Kelce?
Well, you know, we got to hope that Joseph gets on the field, man. If Joseph is on the field tonight, then, you know, I think we'll be, you know, we'll have a chance. You know, even though he's a smaller guy, you know, he does his best to try to defend these big tight ends. I mean, that's been the Raiders' problem this year. It's defending anybody in the passing game for the most part. They've had a big problem with that. So, you know, hey, you know, I think, you know, in a situation like this, you have to depend on your pass rush to get there. And most of the time, tight ends, you know, it takes them a little longer to run some routes. So, you know, especially Kelce, he likes to get down the field a little bit and push this thing. So, that being the case, you know, you got to depend on your front four to try and get there and put some pressure on this guy.
Tim, what's the biggest obstacle between the Raiders and the Super Bowl?
At this particular point, you got to say New England. I mean, you know, no matter what they're doing or how they look or whatever, you know, being that they've been there so many times the last 4 or 5 years, you have to, you know, think this is a team that the Raiders are going to have to beat before anybody believes that they are, you know, capable of winning a Super Bowl. So, you know, I just hope it doesn't come down to another snow game in New England. That's all I hope. You know?
He's the Hall of Famer, a 9-time Pro Bowler, and the 1987 Heisman Trophy winner, Tim Brown, with Joe Lowndes on 95.7 The Game. Tim, as always, thank you so much for being so gracious with your time. We really appreciate it. We hopefully can catch up again somewhere down the road.
Hey, no problem, guys. Anytime.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.